Okay, I'm David Duke. This is Rick Newman, one of the Bobbsey Twins of GenFast. So we're going to talk to you for a few minutes and updates for 2017, where we've been, what we've been doing this year. Update you a lot on what we, after the bill packaging committee, what we ran into this year, what we wanted to make sure we were doing right so that we could try to have a little smoother transition into 2017 ginning season. We're just going to start very quickly. This was over at Idaloo this year. And as you can see, we're in and out in about 4 seconds. We release the press, rotate through. You'll see the sampling coming through right over here. You'll see our sampler come in, pick up top and bottom, and this is conveyed over. At that point, we are free to return. There's a bale that's already in the mandrel. The other one is used to push this through. And that's pretty much it. 2015, this is all new technology, so it's a learning curve. And we have a new plant startup that we went through. A lot of field evaluations and double checks last year. This is about our fourth different bag that we've attempted to make to try to define exactly what the industry needs and with enough safety margin to make sure that we bring a product to the market that will withstand a lot of the abuse that these go through, especially in international shipments. And also working closer with the merchants this year so that we can talk about going to China, going to Vietnam, working with them to help set up some test procedures that we need for overseas shipments, and talk to them about educating them on how to unload containers and how to dispose of this product. 2015 results, we had 5 test sites, 165,000 bales, and basically a lot of the things we've already talked about, we'll just go through quickly, catch up a little bit of time here, but the equipment design's pretty much been set. We had a couple of upgrades that we did for the equipment that we're operating this year. Some of the goals that we were working with were certificating. We worked through that last year. Did an extensive study towards the end of the season. We reduced the coefficient of friction below 5 with the new coating this year that we're going to talk to you about with a PP instead of a PE coating. We've been able to reduce that to below less than 3. And we've completed the independent fire testing and also USDA moisture testing with Rick Beiler and Mr. Valco here at Stoneville. Our 15 discoveries, the 3100 series bag, we did have some inconsistent performance. We performed well at most of the locations, but we found one location, Carson County, that we could not explain some of the problems that we ran into. We had our engineering group go and look, and we found a few things that might have caused some problems for us. We had some of those bale claims come back from the merchants, which we have handled to their satisfaction and ours. And we move on as a part of a test program. The PE coating, we're more susceptible to abrasion, and so we had some rotational damage at some of the locations. And also when we were pulling with a rhino hook off of the stacks, we were wanting to free that up so there would be less stress on the bale. Elongation. This really goes back to the nature of polyester. Cold weather performance, you lose a couple of percentage points in elongation. So we wanted to do some things differently this year, which has to do with the annealing process. Very similar to what we do with plastic strapping. So a lot of the same things we apply for the design and the manufacture of this product. So I'm going to let Mr. Newman here handle the 2016 specs. We'll go
from there. We have a bag here, by the way, if we could maybe pass it around the room. This is our new 3600 bag. We tried to improve and learn on what we found last year. And I think the first thing we did was, you'll notice this bag is pretty, it feels very strong. It's what we call cram bag technology. And basically, as David said earlier, we had an issue with our manufacturing and keeping our standard deviation down. And so what we did with this is we actually made a wider, thinner tape, which we could keep the consistency, and we folded it over. And that's the thickness you feel in it. We invested in some PP coating technology. We're getting very close to being 100% polyester. Ultimately, I think that's where we're going to get to. But instead of using polyethylene, we went to polypropylene. It's basically because it's stronger rotation, and the coefficient of friction is naturally much less, besides the fact that texture gives you a little bit of a different feel to it. Increased elongation. David said, we had to sort of improve our cold weather performance. I know this sounds crazy, but we decided to mimic our plastic strapping elongation. So the elongation on this has gone up a little bit. It's in the 10 to 13% range, and that seems to have taken care of our impact and cold weather problems. Annealing, we moved the annealing around in our process a little bit to get a little bit better at it. And basically annealing will just, it softens up the product and resistance to breakout, damage, or propagation. We'll show you some pictures here of what it looks like in a warehouse, especially when you use a rhino hook. So here are the three test locations this year. We've done 183 ballpark so far. Idaloo's got a little bit to go. PPF is pretty close to being finished. That's Pat Pilgrim Foods. And last is Funston. They're over in Georgia. And they should be finishing off this week. So far, we've seen no catastrophic failures at all in the warehouses. We haven't heard one. If anybody's heard one, I want to hear about it. Anything we do hear about, we rush out right away to take a look and see what's going on. We've had very positive feedback from the receiving warehouses. The thicker bag did require some upgrades for the machine. We found that the grippers weren't holding real well. We had to increase the spring pressure, not a big deal, and that's manifesting itself. You might see some early bales with the bag is not all the way on the mandrel, so you get a little bit of a cushion on the bottom. We did see some coating delamination early on. Mainly that was our startup issues. As you start the lines up and shut them down, this is a line that's capable of doing 4 million bags in a year. We're doing about 180, 200,000 bags. Hard to start and stop it. We've sort of got a handle on that now, especially with the new PP. And we have some excessive edge trim. We're investing in some new cutters and laser technology to take care of that next year. That's when we do the lamination. Here's some pictures of the warehouses this year. This is Pat Pilgrim's place. He swears he doesn't do anything special with lasers or anything else to line this up. I don't know if Pat's in the room or anybody. This is a pretty nice looking warehouse. He does 4 high, and it's been performing excellently for him this year. I put this in. This was the International Cotton Depot down in Dallas here, actually. The picture on the left is actually a rhino hooked 4 bales in a row. Again, you see the no propagation in the bags, which is a little bit different than last year. And on the right-hand side, you just see the bags being handled and stuffed in the rows. I got a number of pictures of them just sort of performing as a strapped and bagged bale. And this is Funston Warehouse, again in Georgia, John Stallings area. Kind of looks like Pat's place. He only does 3 high, but he's been very happy with the performance. These bales seem to accommodate any heavy-ended bales. They stay very square, and they stack very nicely in the warehouses. David, I'll let you talk here. Want to jump in?
Obviously, to reduce manpower, one of the things that we've been working on this year was an automatic folder sealer for the back end of the machine. So this is near completion. Now we'll be introducing that into PPF and Funston this year, and Idaloo probably next year based on his space requirements, and also at Carson County. And additional opportunities, obviously because we've been working closely with Allenberg and Louis Dreyfus, there's a lot of interest overseas and other parts of the world right now about what we're doing with GenFast and how it can possibly be adapted for use in other countries. And these are the ones that have shown the most interest. We've had some man-made fiber interest, mainly not as much here in the U.S., but mostly from China. And other applications. Obviously, until we get this plant up and running and fully filled with what we're attempting to do with GenFast, it makes us take a look at some other possible opportunities for us. The great thing about when we developed plastic strapping for this industry is we made plastic strapping out of the same plant for other applications. This is a totally dedicated plant right now, so obviously the cost involved of running it can be offset significantly if we can find other uses for this product, or at least some of the things. So as you can see there, an alternative, one of them is an alternative to the existing PP or PE bags used in this industry. And also Super Sacks, which we have a sister company that develops those as well. We'll show you this last little video here, and we'll just try to answer it. Cut down some sound here. I don't think we can hear that.
Is it Bunsen generator?
Yeah. So if there's any questions you might have as to where we are going to Joint Bill Packaging Committee, we'd love to hear them. Share any thoughts or concerns you might have. Again, this is the 3100 series from last year. That was the weft dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're exceeding 3600. Actually, this design is about 3900. So as far as this goes, we tried to do everything we could to squash the valve. We found a way to utilize a very focused heat source, but we fold it and we seal it. It's not a friction weld, but it's something very similar to it. And so we can keep pace at about 90, 95 bales an hour with the folder sealer. And that's really the speed that we try to gear the whole machine to be able to do, up to those speeds. And, of course, the real design of the machine is trying to be mostly hydraulic and electric so that most gens would have experience with that anyway and not be so complicated. Any other questions?
Do you have it in other countries or just in the U.S. right now?
We'd like to keep it here in the U.S. mainly because this is where it was developed. This is where our engineering team is located. Rick and I really... It's very difficult for us to move overseas and follow things through unless it's specific locations. We have feet on the street, so to speak, in China and Vietnam, following these across the ocean. But the importance here is for us to be here in the U.S. We can respond quicker until we get this thing further developed. No more questions. We thank you, and we'd like to just say thank you, too, for your support this past year. The cotton ginners have been very, very supportive of what we've been working on. We thank you for that. Some of the individuals in this room who have come up to us and talked to us about the difficulties of developing, we thank you for your understanding. And also, we want to thank PPF and Idaloo and Funston for their continued work and testing with us this year. Thank you very much.
Thank you.